तुलसी देवी की जय, सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगाल गौर शिला प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 एंटाइटल्ड एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण। Introduction, text 10, Braje Vasan Kim Akaron Madhupuryam Cha Keshavaha Bhrataram Cha Vadhit Kamsam Mathur Adhatat हरहनम। ब्रजे वसन किम अकरोन मधुपुर्याम छा केशवः भ्रातरम छावधी कंसम मातुर अधातत अरहनम। ब्रजे वसन किम अकरोन मधुपुर्याम च केशवः भ्रातरं चावधीत कंसाम मातुर मातुर अधातत अरहनम। ब्रजे वसं किम अकरोन मधुपुर्याम च केशवः भ्रातरं चावधीत कंसाम मातुर अधातत अरहनम।
Thank you.
anybody else. Words to words meaning Braje at Vrindavan. Vasan, while residing, Kim Akarot, what did he do? Madhupuriyam in Mathura, Cha and Keshavaha Krishna, the killer of Keshi. Bhrataram, the brother, Cha, and Avadhit, kill, Kamsam, Kamsa, Matuhu, of his mother, Adha, directly, Atat Aranam, which was not at all sanctioned by the Shastra. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Lord Krishna lived both in Vrindavan and in Mathura. What did he do there? Why did he kill Kamsa, his mother's brother? Such killing is not at all sanctioned in the Shastra. Please repeat after me responsibly. Lord Krishna lived both in Vrindavan and in Mathura. What did he do there? Why did he kill Kamsa, his mother's brother? Such killing is not at all sanctioned in the Shastra. Purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One's maternal uncle, the brother of one's mother, is on the level of one's father. When a maternal uncle has no son, his nephew legally inherits his property. Therefore, why did Krishna directly kill Kamsa, the brother of his mother? Maharaja Parikshit was very much inquisitive about the fact in this regard. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uttapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Advaitam Savadutam Parijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripasandhi Vevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, Krishna consciousness is very, very transcendental. I just wanted to say, like in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that there are three types of, there are three things which we should not be given up. Yajna, dana, tapa, karma, na tyajyam karyam eva tat. Yajna, dana, tapa, seva, pavanani, manishinam. That means, act of sacrifice, charity and penance should not be given up. The Lord says, in, this is in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 5. So, the yajna dana tapasyeva pavanani manishinam. This act of sacrifice, charity and penance even purify the great souls. The Lord says. So, Lord also explained in Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter about the austerity of the body, mind, and words. It just came to me to explain this because we chant, right, like Narayanam Namaskrityam. That means, before we said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very means of conquest, one should offer our respectful obeisance unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So, here Bhagavad Gita we have. Okay, now it's there. The point here I'd like to explain that, like just now, so tapasya of the body explained by the Lord in 17th chapter. Text 14, very, very important because we are all students. ISKCON is the ashram. Brahmacharis are a student to cultivate this knowledge and practice, and same thing we have to preach to the people. That is the way Prabhupada established this society. First we have to learn and practice and preach. So text 14 that explaining that the body austerity of the body, you can all repeat after me. Austerity of the body consists in worshipping of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superior like father and mother, and cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. So this is very, very important. This Bhagavad Gita, the instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare Tau Kotari Kau Krishna Upadesh. All we have to preach what the Shastra says, like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Preaching means only repeating the words of Krishna and explaining to the people. So this is very, very important, all of us, this sloka, what Prabhupada says about this, because we have to learn this. The Gita, Bhagavatam is to hearing and learning. So Prabhupada says, Supreme Personality of Godhead here explains the different kinds of austerity and penances. First, he explains the austerity and penance practiced by the body. So ashram is meant for that. Brahmachari has to practice, learn, cultivate the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So here Prabhupada says, first he explained the austerity and penance practiced by the body. So body is there. So we have to practice tapasya, tapasya of the body. So what is that tapasya? Proper further explaining, one should offer or learn to offer respect to God or to the demigods. This is the first thing brahmachari should learn, how to respect our superiors or the Supreme Lord or spiritual master. So here Prabhupada is explaining that one should offer or to learn. Prabhupada explained, if you don't know, you have to learn. Offer respect to God and to the demigods. And a perfect qualified brahmana. This is there. And Lord Krishna himself, very, very dear to the brahmanas. Namo brahmane devaya. So Krishna consciousness means these are all is included. We should not think that above this we are above. No, we have to respect the brahmana also. The perfect qualified brahmana and a spiritual master. And superior like a father and mother. Any person who is conversant with the Vedic knowledge. So this is very, very important. And this is all taught by Lord Krishna by example. He also went to Gurukul, Sandipani Muni. If you hear that pastimes, it's so wonderful. He acted like that. He was so submissive to his spiritual master. He's so much loyal to spiritual master. So humble, so submissive. Lord himself is showing how to approach a spiritual master, how to receive knowledge, how to serve the spiritual master. So this we have to learn this. So here Prabhupada explained, any person who is converted with the Vedic knowledge. This is very, very important. Vedic knowledge means those who know the four Vedas, those who know the Puranas, Mahabharata, all Vedic knowledge. So we have to respect them also. Prabhupada explaining. These should be given proper respect. Who will give this respect? Who knows about that? Who don't know? You know, we see the practically, you know, even the day-to-day of life also, people, you know, somebody bow down, somebody don't bow down, somebody, so many things, like outsiders also, congregate, whoever, according to their knowledge, they recognize the person. So here Prabhupada explained that this should be given proper respect. This is very, very important. One should practice cleansing oneself externally, internally. This is also very, very important. One should learn to become a simple in behavior. Brahmachari should be very simple. Student, we have dedicated life. Ashram also meant for only tyagis, not bogi. Bogi cannot stay in the ashram. Tyagi, air has to be removed every 15 days. Tyaga, brahmachari, wearing dead cloths like saffron or yellow cloth. The karmis cannot do this. Right? So I'm trying to explain the ashram. Very, very important. So Prabhupada explained that become simple in behavior. You should not do anything which is not sanctioned by the scriptural injunction. Very, very important. Anything you do, anything you talk, anything. It should be concerned with the Shastra. Don't do anything which is not in the Shastra. Prabhupada very clearly mentioning. He should not do anything which is not sanctioned by the scriptural injunction. He should not indulge in sex outside married life. These are the very, 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 very important. I always try to realize, in ISKCON, mostly brahmachari life is there. I don't know, grihastha. You know, grihastha also generally from brahmachari to grihastha. But that is not so practically can be done in ISKCON. It's not proper. It's not possible. Right? So mostly brahmachari. He should not do indulge in sex outside married life, or sex is sanctioned in the scripture only in marriage. Not otherwise. This is called celibacy. So I was trying to realize that grihastha brahmachari, there is a call grihastha brahmachari. A brahmachari means Prabhupada is all the brahmachari because he, you know, he does it only according to the shastra. We see, you know, like devotees sometimes marry a wife not initiated. How he can be called a grihastha? Grihastha means wife also initiated. Both are initiated, both strictly following rules and regulations. They are called grihastha. But you don't find now. Difficult. These are the present, these are the penances and austerity as far the body is concerned. So this is very, very important. Now further about Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. Uttama Sloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. Nisreya Salokasya Danyam Sasti Ayanam Mahat. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained in this third cant, first cant of chapter 3, that Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. Everybody can repeat after me. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God. And it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. The incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. And it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, how important is Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless sound representation of all Vedic knowledge and history. There are selected histories of great devotees who are in direct contact with the personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explained, it's not just a philosophical understanding. Prabhupada speaks philosophy. When Prabhupada says, when you say Krishna, Krishna is, you are touching with the tongue. That is different. But here Prabhupada explained that great devotees, they have a direct contact. Not only mentally, intellectually, physical contact also there. Of course, Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead. Anyway, so here in the purpose, Prabhupada says that Srimad Bhagavatam, there are selected histories of great devotees who are direct contact with the personality of Godhead. Direct, not indirect. Practically, you can see also here, we are also connected. We are outside, but the pujaris are direct contact with the deity. Right? You are not qualified to go inside. That is mean by direct. Of course, Prabhupada says, you cannot touch the Lord with this physical hand. You cannot touch with the physical hand also. We cannot see with these eyes. We cannot hear also holy name with this ear, material ear. You cannot chant also Hare Krishna with the tongue. Prabhupada says, because Krishna is transcendental absolute personality of Godhead. This body is a material, the mind is material, intelligent material, everything material. Anyway, so here Prabhupada explaining that Srimad Bhagavata is the literary incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna, therefore non-different from him. Srimad Bhagavatam should be worshipped as respectfully as we worship the Lord. This is very, very important. Last time I was in Rajkot opening temple, that time I was explaining that we should put Bhagavatam on the altar, and when the class going on, that we can also receive the knife. Right? General, of course, you know. So, but here, Prabhupada actually, we have to respect, worship, as we worship the Lord, we have to worship the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thereby, we can derive the ultimate blessings of Lord through the carefully and patiently study. As God is all right, light, all bliss, all perfection, so also Srimad Bhagavatam. We can have all the transcendental light of the Supreme Brahman, Sri Krishna, from the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, provided it is received through the medium of the transparent spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya's private secretary, Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami, advised all the intending visitors who came to see the Lord at Puri to make a study of Srimad Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam. This is also very, very important. We have to learn from the person Bhagavatam. A person Bhagavatam is a self-realized bona fide spiritual master. Through him only can one understand the lessons of Bhagavatam in order to receive the desired result. There's no other option. You know, this Prabhupada explained very clearly, if you want to receive the real knowledge of Bhagavatam, then you have to approach a bona fide spiritual master and hear from him. One can derive from study of Bhagavatam all benefit that are possible to be derived from personal presence of the Lord. It carries with all the transcendental blessings of Lord Sri Krishna that we can expect from his personal contact. So in this way, now the Srimad Bhagavatam we are reading, 10th canto, it says that Krishne Swadamupo Gati Dharma Jnanadi Bisa Kalo Nashta Dusham Bishir Puranarko Dunodita. That means, everybody can repeat after me, this Bhagavata Purana is as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So, this is very, very important. What it says, actually the whole material world is full of darkness. Both way mean, like now light is there. When sun disappears, dark. That is one kind of dark. Darkness also ignorance. Ignorance mean darkness. Actually, Prabhupada said, the Godhead is light. Nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. Everybody can realize, when everything becomes dark, you can't see. Even if you have eyes, you can't see. You need a torchlight. This is very important. Even like a deity, you can see. When the lights are off, you cannot see properly deity. Right? So, I'm trying to explain that whole material world is full of darkness. That is the Prabhupada said this, Krishna created the sunlight and moonlight. So we can see. But there is another darkness that you cannot see. We are all in the ocean of ignorance, in a science. All material world is tamasuima. Don't think that you are in the light. This is a big illusion, other. We are all thinking sometime, you know. No. Maya is so powerful. No? Everybody attracted. Who is not attracted here? Raise your hand. We are chanting, dancing. Maya ka attraction kaun nahi? Haath utao. You know, when Maya comes in front of you, you are completely bewildered. Here is okay, right? Here also sometime attraction, Maya attracts, right? What to speak of going outside? Don't think that you are in light of Krishna consciousness. Stamp already there. We are Baddha Jiva. We are? Bolo, we are? What? Are you realized? No. That also you have to realize. We are hearing, but no realization. So here it is. I'd say that persons who have lost their vision due to dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. That is the meaning. I was just trying to say that because now Bhagavatam, that this purport, what it says, one's maternal uncle, the brother of one's mother, is on the level of one's father. I was just trying to understand. So here it's a dharma jnana dibisa. That is why I was trying to bring the point. This Bhagavatam only, not just only Krishna Katha, but everything, materially, spiritually, how to live, that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the meaning I am trying to, like now, if you read in the purport, everything Prabhupada discusses, everything, good and bad, everything discuss, and we should know this, we should know both good and bad. Then only we come to practice. If you don't know good, you don't know what is bad. If you don't know the bad, you don't know what is good. Both we should know. How? Only by hearing, not by, you know, hearing. What is good, what is bad, by hearing we will come to know. So here, like this is the Vedic culture. One's maternal uncle, mean mother's brother, they are called mama, right? Mama? Level of one's. So here it says that the mama also is like a father. When a maternal uncle has no son, his nephew legally inherits the property. Very interesting here. Now also maybe you can see people having this life. If a person, mama has no son, if he died, his property goes to the nephew, it is explaining. Same son-in-law, nephew? I don't understand. When a maternal uncle has no son, his nephew legally inherit this property. Nephew mean a grandson, no? Sister's son. Okay, anyway. So here it is explaining, therefore, why did Krishna directly kill Kamsa? That was the question by Parikshit Maharaj, the brother of his mother. Maharaj Parikshit was very much inquisitive about the fact in this regard. So, this is also, I just came to be inquisitive. I tried to point out the point, inquisitive. Like this Bhagavatam also, first chapter is called Question by the Sages. They are inquisitive. In the Nectar Devotion explaining, there are four types of people come to me. Bhagavad Gita also says, no, Chaturvida Bhajante Mam. And that is explained, Prabhupada gave the example of these people, not us. Inquisitive, the Sonaka Rishis. Second one, Artho, Dhruva Maharaj. Artharthi, Artho is elephant, Gaja. Artharthi, Dhruva Maharaj. Jignasu, Jnani, Bolo, who is that? Four Kumaras. They're all elevated souls. They are comparing this, they come under the four category. Chaturvida Bhajante Mam Janasukrit. So deep science, Krishna consciousness. So where we fit? Are we joined in Hare Krishna movement out of Artha or Artharthi, Jnani? Which one? Where we fit? Kali Yuga. We are not fit to that. Just it's the mercy of Prabhupada. Establish ISKCON. We propagate, you know, chanting, dancing, distributing books. This is the mercy. All are welcome. So anyway, so here the Bhagavatam explaining. So dharma, jnana, dibhisa mean these are the four things. So nice actually, Srimad Bhagavatam. Should I stop? Bolo? Any questions or can ask questions? Otherwise, we can go a little further. We have to be, you know, hearing mean questioning also. One should ask questions. Right? I have spoken so many things, right, from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So, devotee has any question?
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, in your class, you are explaining about the tapasya. In the tapasya, austerity of body. So, can you also kindly explain the tapasya of mind?
That is explained also, no, Bhagavad Gita. Mana prasada samyatyam mauna matma vinigraha bhava samsiddhi rityeta manasa tapasa uchyate. This is same 17th chapter, text 15. Sixteen. Everybody can repeat. Everybody has understood the question, no? Now the question to answer here. Chapter 17, the divisions of faith. Text 16. Everybody can repeat after me. And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, purification of one's existence, or the austerities of the mind. Understood? This is tapasya of the mind. And Prabhupada writes purport nicely. Any other question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you said one should not leave this sacrifice, charity and penance. So what is the charity for a brahmachari? How we can apply in our life?
I just mean it is the first thing that brahmachari mostly, you know, started from the 5 years, right? Brahmachari Gurukule. That is. And brahmachari also comes from the brahmana. And just giving more deep understanding. Right? Shudra cannot be a brahmachari. right? Vaishya, Kshatriya cannot be Brahmacharya. Only Brahmana. Ashram are for Brahmanas, right? Anyway, so according to Upadeshamrita, you can see even a Brahmana, that is also recommended, no? What is the activity that the Brahmana, especially in South India, is going on now. Still Vedic culture is there in the South India. If you see that discussion always taking place. So recently I was hearing also, he's nicely explaining. Brahmana means six things he does it. What is that? Patana patana. He studies Vedas and he teaches the Vedas. Yajana yajana. He worships the Lord, he teaches. This is the Brahmana. Brahmana means, of course, Grihastha Brahmana Brahmachari. Like it's say Vamana, was the Brahmachari, right? So, as a Brahmana, I'm trying to explain. Dana Pratigraha. He receives the charity, but he distributes knowledge. Charity means the knowledge most of the time. Of course, Prabhupada says, he receives the charity also, but he distributes. Meaning, he uses in the service of the Lord. According to Upadeshamrita, dadati prati gunnati guyam akyati pruchyate bhunkte bodhese shadvidam piti lakshanam. This is the one of the symptom of a love for Krishna. What is that? You know, like Upadeshamrita says, no, what is that? Dadat prati gunnati. You give and you take, you know. Guyam akyati, you speak, you open your mind to your advanced devotees. You take prasadam, you give prasadam, you take prasadam. This is the charity, you know. In one sense, this just a simple answer. So you got some understanding of charity. Of course, Prabhupada, Brahmachari should accept the charity and sannyasi can accept the charity. A grihastha should not accept the charity. Kshatriya is not allowed to. Kshatriya is supposed to give charity, not taking donation. Any other question?
Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, Toyam. So how sannyasi within ISKCON and brahmachari within ISKCON can render this to God on a daily basis? Because outsiders come, they buy the plate, flower plate, and offer to Krishna. But those who are staying within the temple, we hardly see that any of these four items they are offered.
You got clear question? I also heard, but what is the last one? I tried to understand. What is the last?
How a brahmachari and sannyasi within ISKCON can, we don't see offering patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam.
Of course, ashram means the temples are there mostly. And actually today only I was trying to understand. Prabhupada explained that everybody should worship the deity. Whether brahmachari, whether a sannyasi. One should worship the deity. That is recommended. According to the Shastra, according to Nectar of Devotion, according to all this. So when we are worshipping, we offer fruits, flowers, you know, we offer right 6 times, offering morning, afternoon, evening. So brahmachari, sannyasi, they offer also. And devotees, they don't take anything without offering to Krishna. And patram pushpam palam toyam, Prabhupada explained, actually this is the pure devotee of the Lord. We don't have that love and devotion to Krishna under the direction of the acharya we offer. Generally the offering is done by the pure devotee. The Lord takes from the hand of a pure devotee. He doesn't take from the pujari. Pujari is only just the instrument under the guru's guidance he offering. The worship of the Lord done by the only pure Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavatas. We only assist to serve. So you understood the question? Answer?
Thank you.
Oh, Mataji. Mataji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said in the previous question asked by the devotee that Brahmachari cannot come from Shudra, but in Kali Yuga all Shudra, and because of Srila Prabhupada, now though we are not born by sanskar, but we are also getting purified by taking initiation. Whosoever coming to ISKCON following all four rules, regulation, chanting regularly,
right,
he is a bona fide Brahmachari. So, and the austerity for Brahmachari, he is giving us knowledge of Krishna. So that is dana by Brahmachari. And that Prabhuji was asking, like, what does a Brahmachari and a Sannyasi does in ISKCON? How they do patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam? They are offering their life. What to speak of just patram, pushpam, phalam? They are fully surrendered. Outside person just come and offer flowers. So Krishna has given them option. But a Sannyasi and a Brahmachari, they are totally, fully surrendered. They are giving everything to Krishna. What to speak of just patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam? So I just want to know from you, like you are saying that that is kind of a discouragement to us by saying that, you know, Brahmachari will come from a Brahmana. We know our birth is not pure, but Prabhupada has purified us. There is a bona fide Guru Parampara system by
right,
that
right,
we are
right,
getting purified.
Right.
So, like, we should feel inspired, not that we should feel discouraged, though we are Baddha Jiva. But because of Srila Prabhupada and the ISKCON and the Hare Krishna movement and the Guru Parampara, we are now getting up. We are getting up. Jiva Jago is happening.
Right.
So
right.
We should not feel demotivated. We should feel encouraged.
Right.
Hare Krishna.
So enthusiasm also, over enthusiasm is not recommended. I'm just trying to speak what the Shastra says, what I'm not speaking myself. So when you say Brahmachari, when you say Shudra, this is all according to Shastra. That is why we follow Pancharatrika Vidhi, not Vedic. Vedic mantra, Prabhupada says Vedic Vidhi means you have to be born in a Brahmana in order to do some mantras chanting. You are right, you know. It's not a question of discouraging or encouraging. We discuss, you know, in the what the Shastra discussing, you know. Then it is good to know also, you know. Otherwise, we become so puffed up. We become so much egoistic. What is the symptom of a person in Krishna consciousness? When you have a proper knowledge, you become very humble. But generally, we don't see that humbleness of the devotee because they are already there so much, you know, externally, you know, attracted about Krishna consciousness. So it is a question of learning from the spiritual master. We learn everything, whatever things we learn from the guru. Without guru we cannot understand also. That is why it says you have to learn under the shelter of the guru. In that way, I am just trying to say Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay. Bolo Maha Maha Patita Pamsila Prabhupada ki. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki. Radha Rasviyari ki. Sitaram Lakshmananwani ki. Hare Krishna.